It can be difficult to thrive as a new and emerging artist. Our goal with this project is to increase exposure of new artists in the community and to showcase and share the new talents of the region's population with the greater community. This project will make it possible for new artists who lack significant financial support to be showcased on the radio. By engaging a younger demographic, this ensures that the art, culture, and history will thrive in Minnesota.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to The New Artist On Air. I'm Stephen Bickle, your host. I've got Scott in the booth with me from Legend of Gert. He's going to tell you guys where he's from, and I'm going to get into what he's all about.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve. I'm Scott, Legend of Gert, and we're from Bemidji, Minnesota. We're a three-piece band, Dan Maloney, Joe Hensel. Been playing for about a couple years now and kind of just got our start jamming together, and the more we jammed, the lyrics started flowing in, and things have kind of slowly, you know, evolved and molded into what it is today, and we hope to keep this going, you know, as long as we can. So
when did you guys start your band?
In 2012. Yeah, it would be the summer of 2012.
Have you been jamming with the guys like previously before then, or?
Yeah, Dan and I had been playing for a while before that, probably a little over a year prior to that, and Dan introduced me to Joe, the drummer, and we all got together one night collectively and kind of took my lyrics and songs, and Dan applied his lead guitar style to it, and then Joe would, you know, follow suit with his percussion, you know, so, yeah.
Heck yeah, so let's, do you want to dive into one of your songs here?
Yeah, I'd love to, yeah.
We'll dive into Stonehenge.
Top of my list. like Stonehenge. Many theories surround me. When you think you've found the answers, my dear, I filled your head with mystery.
Legend of Gurt Stonehenge. Sky, you want to tell me about that? Well, first tell me about where you were in your life when you made this song.
Good question. You know, a lot of the lyrics on this album all stem from a lot of personal experience, as most artists do, and just continued growth, you know, in my path in life, you know, basically. So it was a good outlet for me, almost therapeutic, you know, for anyone that was going through any kind of difficulties in their life, personal life. Music is one of the best
outlets to really
outlets you can get a hold of, in my opinion. So a lot of the lyrics, like I said, are just from reflection, you know, and growth, and just general observations, you know, that you make throughout the day that just kind of stick with you. So,
obviously this isn't your first time playing at Nevis. Is coming up. How was your guys'
second time? Yeah.
It's your second time. How was the first time?
First time was great. It was a great experience, you know. And
how do you guys deal with the butterflies of getting on stage?
The butterflies, you know. Some people like to say picture everybody in their underwear. I'm a little more PG, so I think for me it's just, you know, you got to do it for yourself, and people will like it or they won't, and you know, there's something out there for everybody. And you just basically got to do it for yourself and come to that conclusion, you know, ultimately.
So you guys got 13 songs on this album. This album is literally just made recently.
Yep, the 21st of June we were over in Nevis at Terrapin Station there.
Tell me about that experience. How was Terrapin Station?
Oh, it's a great place for any recording artist. Brian Skinnis runs the shop over there, and he partners with KB Productions out of Bemidji, too, that does the video and audio specs on it as well. Great atmosphere in there. It's something for the whole family, really, and it's a great asset for the northern Minnesota in general.
For the northern Minnesota.
Yeah.
Would they, I guess, is it, do they give their services on a free notice, or like, is it something you come there, you play?
It's kind of like any recording studio. You pay whatever they ask, you know, and then they'll mix you down, and it just depends on how much you want to record and what you're
willing to throw down.
Right, yeah.
So it's not like you going out to like Nevis and then them recording your live set from Nevis. It's more of an actual sit-down studio time.
Yep, invite the folks in to be a part of it and, you know, and just kind of record it straight through and hope for the best, cross your fingers.
How long did that take you guys to do your album?
We were there, I think, in total for roughly 2.5 hours. We did straight through. We did about 12 tracks.
12 tracks?
Yeah.
There's 13 on the album.
Yeah, or 13, excuse me, thank you.
13 on the album in 2 hours. That's amazing.
Yeah,
it just goes to show how on point you are. Like,
I'm pretty passionate about it, and it's, like I said, it's been a lot of fun to see where this will go. So
if you had to open up for any artist in the world, who would you like to open up for?
Oh, wow. I think that would vary between the three of us, but I'll speak for myself today. I think I've always been a fan of The Cure and Robert Smith and Lou Reed. And I can credit my brother, too, for some exposure to some goodies from the 80s, too. So,
some of the good old 80s?
Yeah. I mean, I like all music, but I think I typically like to dabble back into the Cure and Lou Reed and the more Velvet Underground-esque kind of sound. So,
all right, let's dive into this next one. We've got If I. You want to get a little brief summary on what that one was about, and then we can dive in later to a full?
Sure. We first started writing this song. It just kind of was instrumental, and then we kind of laid the lyrics down after, you know, practicing it over and over again. Things kind of take shape. But If I was written in regards to just relationships in general, and the back and forth relationships specifically, and how easy it is to not do what's right for you and kind of get suckered back into a situation that might not be best for your
health or
yeah,
stability.
All of the above.
Of
yeah.
The
just circle above. D.
Circle D. Yeah. All right, we're going to dive in.
I have
The one we just played before that one was Shag Carpet, and then the one before that one, If I. Can you tell me about that one?
About If I?
Yeah.
Or Shag?
Tell me about If I, and then we'll dip into Shag.
Okay. Well, yeah, just back to If I, like I said, it was just kind of tapping into my experiences, and you know, and I think a lot of folks can relate, you know, with their own experiences too, you know, just relationships and
the ups and
down
battles,
nature of it, and the hanging on, and you know, when is enough enough? You know, it's more about just kind of making up your mind and trusting yourself and following your own path without any outside manipulation. So
now, what about that instrumental? That was an amazing
Shag
jam
Carpet.
Session.
That was actually the first song Dan and I ever wrote together, and then we were plucking around. I had my classical guitar, and Dan plugged in, and over the course of a few weeks, you know, this is what our end result was. But when it came down to a song title, as with a lot of our song titles, they don't necessarily always pertain to the lyrics. And we looked down, and we're sitting on a 10x10 piece of shag carpet, and well, that works. Nothing wrong with a little randomness once in a while.
Nothing at all.
Keeps people thinking.
So we're gonna dive into this next song, Legend of Gertrude. Legend of Gert.
Gertrude works too.
Gertrude works. Is that her full name?
That's her full name. Yep.
So tell me about this name, because this is gonna be interesting. I love how this name came in.
Well, kind of just like the story with the title, The Shag Carpet. Dan and I reached a point where if we're going to do this, we have to have a name. And we're throwing out some ideas, and, you know, one word at a time, which was the. We were pretty proud of that.
we got the first
legend
word.
Legend followed, and then we were stumped, you know. Yeah. And Gert,
how long?
Five-year-old basset hound. This comes waddling into the living room as we're kind of going over this thought process, and we look down at her and look back up, and it was one of those telekinesis type things. We said, yep, that'll work.
That's gonna stick.
Yeah, so
that's amazing.
She's also the she fills in as manager sometimes when she feels up
when
to
she
it
feels
she's
up
kind
to
of
it.
A kind of a diva, so
so now you guys have a Facebook page.
Yes.
Do you guys have SoundCloud? Or have you?
Yes, we do.
You do?
Yep.
Do you have music?
We have a few tracks on there as of right now. Joe does a lot of that uploading, and he's more tech savvy out of the three of us. So.
And I'm assuming this is going to be up there hopefully within the next few weeks, because it is that new last
that new,
month.
Live from Terrapin Station. Yeah,
it's a very good album. I know you guys are going to be at Nevis this weekend. Are you going to have any albums out there?
Yes, we will. In fact, I believe they have a vendor station for the artists, and we'll have copies available there too. For I'm not sure yet what the price is. We'll have to see.
And then, so let's tap base on that. When is this? This is this weekend. If you guys don't
know,
we're
gonna be playing our set Friday. I believe we're kicking off at 5:20 at the Terrapin Mural Stage, which is right outside of Terrapin Station, obviously.
And we,
Main Street, Nevis, Minnesota.
We've been plugging this all month because we are definitely loving that we are a part of this year. The Nevis Music Festival. Let's dive into some more music.
Sure.
We have Birds of a Feather. Here we go.
Off in your expensive shoes. really mean that much to you.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.